At 6:06, it is partly clear and 80 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 98. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa area business leaders and state lawmakers hold a summit to decide the top legislative priorities for 2014. Our Marshall Stewart was at yesterday's gathering.
Speaker Shannon, we'd love to have you up here.
Several hundred people gather for the One Voice Regional Legislative Agenda. On hand, Oklahoma Speaker of the House T.W. Shannon, who believes a coordinated regional approach to desired legislation does help.
It does. Obviously, in the legislature, you have competing interests, but Tulsa and the surrounding communities have done a great job of, you know, coming together with one voice.
One Voice sets 10 state and 10 federal priorities each year, then lobbies to get the issues passed. Education, energy, and health care are on the list. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Trash Board votes to put the Green Waste Program on hold through at least January while that system is retweaked. The program has been plagued with problems. Trash Board Chair Randy Sullivan says the suspension is the right thing to do.
Citizens, you know, put the extra effort to buy stickers, to put them in green waste bags, with the belief that whole process that they were just going to a green waste facility, and it didn't.
For now, you can put the yard waste inside the trash cart. Any excess must still be in a clear bag, but no sticker is required. The Transport Workers Union will deliver petitions with 10,000 signatures today to the Department of Justice offices here in Tulsa. The petitions are calling for an end to the DOJ's lawsuit blocking American Airlines and the U.S. Airways merger. American's largest maintenance facility is located here in Tulsa. A truck driver dies when his tractor-trailer rig falls over as he's trying to avoid a suspect being chased following an attempted bank robbery in northeastern Oklahoma. Miami Police Chief George Harrelson says the accident occurred yesterday morning on U.S. 69 north of Quapaw. Harrelson says the suspect was driving erratically and crashed, and that the trucker crashed trying to avoid the suspect. The suspect fled the scene but was later captured. Tulsa celebrates the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington and gets a boost from a young orator.
I am not unmindful.
That's not Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. It's 20-year-old Tulsan Bert Thaddeus Bailey at the point of the I Have a Dream speech he cherishes most. Bert decided to drive here from the OU campus in Norman to deliver the words he still finds so powerful.
The title of the speech is one thing, but to read the text of the speech and really understand the emotion, the trouble behind the speech that was taking place, it is amazing.
Bert started reciting the speech in eighth grade for an annual oratorical contest. He won the contest 2 years later. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
State and federal officials are slated to announce a disaster recovery grant for the tornado-hit town of Moore. The announcement is expected tomorrow morning at the Moore City Hall. Well, in sports, the University of Tulsa opens the 2013 football season tonight on the road against the Bowling Green Falcons. Now, Cody Green is back at quarterback for his senior year.
It's really good having your head football coach being your quarterback coach. One, because he is the head football coach. He's going to be calling all the shots. His philosophy is what the team basically is run by.
The game will be on ESPNU. It starts tonight at 6 o'clock. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot, a high today of 98. Clear and warm tonight, down to 75 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, blue skies and 100 for an afternoon peak. National Weather Service radar is all clear this morning. Now at 6:10, it's partly clear and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.